Walker's proposal would have the governor sign off on every administrative rule that's developed by a state agency. Administrative rules are basically the fine details of laws. They cover everything from building codes to limits on the number of fish people can catch. Walker says giving himself more say in that process will lead to a better business climate. Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch says it also makes state government more accountable.
You know exactly who to take up your issue with. It's not the agency, it's not the bureaucracy who wrote it, it's the governor.
There are already several ways the legislature can block or change administrative rules. Sun Prairie Democrat Gary Hebel says adding this extra step amounts to bureaucratic red tape. He also says it's a power grab.
It is almost like a dictatorship where the governor has the final say on everything that's promulgated out of the rules.
The plan would also let people sue to overturn rules in any county. Right now they have to sue in Dane County, where all the rules are written. Bob Anderson is an attorney with the group Madison Legal Action, which represents people in court cases on rules that deal with everything from public assistance to child support. He favors keeping the current system and says there are downsides to changing it.
You allow for the opportunity of mischievous plaintiffs to forum shop throughout the state to try to find a friendly judge.
Anderson says the plan would also increase the likelihood that people and businesses would sue to overturn existing administrative rules. For example, he says landlord-tenant rules have long had their critics and could end up in court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.